spiritual slang like God is good all the time. All the time. God is good. Or won't he do it? Because you know he really will. Hey. Hello. Welcome to Spiritual Slang. I'm the host, Chanel. If you're new here, welcome. If you are back from before or you've been here before, hey. Anyways, welcome back, y'all. I'm excited for another episode. And as you can tell, it's a solo dolo episode of moi. I'm excited for this topic, though. It's more of like a transparent and kind of share your heart topic. I mean, as you can tell by the title, it is called Why I Chose Jesus. I feel like a lot of y'all might be new here, and so I kind of wanted to tell a little bit of my testimony, but also from just a standpoint of why I chose Jesus and why I continue to choose Jesus. And of course that comes from a part of my testimony, but also it just comes from what I know and what I've experienced God to be and who he is and how he is so good, and nothing in this world could ever compare or could ever replace him. And I just feel led to kind of talk about that because, yeah, I just feel like it's on my heart. And I see so many people just struggling or not really knowing him, or there's people close to me and there's people far away from me that I just have seen or observed or whatever. And sometimes it just, my heart like hurts for them because I'm like, wow, if you just knew Jesus, like if you just knew the Lord, if you just gave Jesus a chance, like the capacity of what your life could look like, you couldn't even imagine unless you knew the Lord, you know? And the thing is like, we can imagine a lot. We have imaginations. We like to dream. We like to have vision and imagine a life, you know, beyond what ours is. But there is a life that you couldn't even imagine of or think of or dream of with the Lord unless you got to know the Lord. And so, yeah, I'm excited to talk about this because I'm super passionate about it. And it's really, you know, why I do this podcast in general, to help people who look like me, not on the outside, but on the inside, as I always say. So help people who have struggled with the same things as me or are currently struggling with the same things, and just as a way to shed like light in a dark place or be a light at the end of a dark tunnel. But at the end of the day, it's to help people see the Lord, you know, because it's not really about me. It's about the Lord. And that's why everything I talk about is through a faith-based lens. And that is because I am only here because of the Lord. I can only do this because of the Lord. I have this podcast because of the Lord. There is no spiritual slang without the Lord. And not only because he continues and to bless it and give me episode ideas and put the right people in my view to be able to ask them to come on and stuff like that, but also because of who he turned me into to be able to do this podcast, who I became as a result of this podcast or as a result of being able to do this podcast. And I was not close to who I am today at all until I found the Lord. So yeah, let's kind of get into it. So just kind of a little bit of context and backstory of who I am and where I come from. So I didn't start walking with the Lord until I was 25. And that was in 2017. So I experienced 25 years of my life not knowing the Lord. I knew of God, so I knew he was the creator. I went to church, you know, a couple times a year, sometimes like on Easter, and then sometimes some other times throughout the year, whenever like my mom was going or whatever. But I knew God as just being the creator, And I kind of knew the religion aspect, you know, knew of Jesus, knew of God, but didn't know that there was such thing as relationship. And that's the thing, too, is that sometimes when you're not living with the Lord, you're ignorant to what more there is for you to even experience or receive. So I only knew one view of God, right, as the creator and Jesus, not really knowing their relationship that much and stuff like that. But I didn't know that there was such thing as relationship. I didn't know there was so much out there that I had not even known about in terms of the Lord yet. When I found the Lord, I was in a very, very broken state. Like, I came to the Lord at 25, and I had just moved out here. I'm in LA, but I had just moved back out here because this is where I'm from San Francisco. I was out of a relationship that was toxic. I left all my friends in San Francisco, all the things I knew out there, like the career I was trying to build out there, all those things, and just moved to LA in a matter of 2 weeks. Because at the time, the Holy Spirit was like, I felt like the Holy Spirit literally had to snatch me out of San Francisco and bring me back to LA, because obviously the Lord knew the plans that he had for my life that I didn't know. And had it been on my own terms and whatever, like, I don't know when I would have come back, but I needed to come back at that time. I didn't know it was the Holy Spirit back then, of course, because I didn't know God like that. And so I think I recognized that as just like a gut feeling or just something like, I just need to leave. Like, I felt like I just needed to get out of that city. But as I grew and in relationship with the Lord, I realized, oh, that was the Holy Spirit in that time. So I was in a very broken place when I found the Lord. I didn't know who I was, the plan for my life, anything like that. I didn't know what I was going to do. I like came back out here with a gut feeling, and that was it. And so I was very lost, as one would be, not knowing, you know, their footing, their grounding, where they're going, what direction to move in. It's like I'm in the middle of all these like crossroads and I don't know which way to go, you know. But when I think about that time, I think I kind of just was like one foot in front of the other. Like, I just need to keep going one day at a time. But yeah, it was hard. There were many moments where I, you know, was crying and not knowing and just wasn't happy and all these things. And I just remember just being like, keep going. Like, I didn't really know anything else, you know. So in that time, though, I started going to my church and just never stopped going after that. Like, God really touched my heart and touched my spirit in that church, and he changed me and transformed me into a person I couldn't even have dreamed of. And I'm not talking about physically, like the physical things that I have, like being able to do this podcast, which is such an honor and so humbling, but I'm talking about internally, like a person I never thought I could be, you know, like a person with the heart I never thought I could have, with the mind I never thought I could have. Like, just the change he did in me is something I'll forever be grateful for. And anytime I talk about like my past life or who I used to be and stuff like that, like, I always am like kind of having a smile on my face, because I'm like, I feel like I've lived two different lives. Even though it's all my own one life, obviously, but it feels like two different lives, because it's like night and day, completely like night and day, like from the things I used to do versus now, but also who I used to be versus now. And it's just wild what God can do and transform and literally make you into a completely new person that you don't recognize, or people that if they saw you from your past life wouldn't be able to recognize. And that is so beautiful to me. I love that, because it shows you that the Lord doesn't need, like, you can come to the Lord however you are. He's not expecting you to not have done X, Y, and Z. He already knows what you've done. You're his child regardless of knowing him. But when you come to the Lord, he already sees that and he knows that, and he can still work with that. And I say that from experience. Like, I lived 25 years not knowing the Lord. I went through high school not knowing the Lord. I went through college not knowing the Lord. Like, I experienced some partying. I did the party scene. I drank a lot. I smoked. I did drugs. I, you know, experimented with sex stuff, like all those things. Like, that was my life. And so every time I talk about it, it just feels so crazy because I'm like, wow, that was me. And it's like, yeah, but the Lord is a redeemer and he's a restorer. And if he could do it for me, he could do it for you. And that's what the whole point of this podcast, Spiritual Slaying, is about, is that, like, you're not alone. You're not the only person that's ever gone through what you're going through or has ever done whatever you've done. Like, there are so many people that have done that. And I'm just one living testimony to show you so that you can feel seen, you know, and feel like, okay, it's okay. And that you can still, you still deserve love and all the other things that the Lord has to offer you. So yeah, like it's just so crazy when I think about it. And I'm so grateful to God that he didn't use my past as a kind of blueprint of how he should bless me, you know, or kind of be like, okay, well, she did X, Y, and Z, so she can only get blessed this much. And I'm just thankful that he chose me and chose to use me. And I continue to be thankful because it is wild. And I live the crazy life, y'all. And you know what's funny too? And I think this is also why it's very hard to see. If you haven't experienced the Lord yet, it's very hard to see it's hard to see the appeal when you haven't experienced the Lord. And I say that because the world makes the things of the world really look enticing, really look fun. And I experienced the world. And so although I found the Lord at a very broken place in my life, I wasn't knowingly broken throughout my whole time of not knowing the Lord. So to break that down, I was broken during that time, but I didn't realize that until I found the Lord, because the Lord revealed so much to me. But during that time, I was like, not knowing I was broken. I was living my life. It was fun. It felt freeing, you know, or what I could see as for being free. You know, I felt like I was, I just controlled my own life. Like, I did whatever I want. It was always about me, X, Y, and Z, you know, and it was fun, to be honest. Like, I had a good time. And so I get the appeal that the world has, right? And it seems like something that a lot of people want to partake in and things like that. And it is, it's easy to partake in it, right? Like, you've seen more people living in the world than you probably see of people walking with the Lord, like really sold out walking with the Lord. So it's easy to partake in the world. It's easy to just go with that. And what I've come to learn, though, in walking with the Lord in comparison to my own life, is that there is no comparison. Although at the time it seemed fun and like freeing or whatever, it actually wasn't. So to be able to, I'm thankful that I have the experience in life, knowledge or whatever, to have been able to live both ways, you know, because I choose Jesus because I know what it's like to live the other way. And there is no comparison to living with the Lord versus living for the world. The Lord is the only way. And I say that not like some hoorah type of thing. Like, I say that for real, for real. I only experienced what the fullness of my life could be when I started walking with the Lord. I only experienced true peace and love when I started walking with the Lord. There are so many things in our life that when we don't walk with the Lord, we don't even see it. But there are so many things that have us in chains and bound. And those things don't get revealed until you start walking with the Lord. And so the enemy doesn't want you to walk with the Lord because he doesn't want you to know all of that. Ignorance essentially is bliss, right? Because if you don't know if you're chained and bound by things, you're not really concerned with them. But then when you start knowing and you start walking with the Lord and this knowledge and wisdom is revealed to you, you're hyper aware of it. You're like, okay, what is that? What is that weird thing in my heart? What is that weird thing in my mind? Why am I thinking this or feeling this way? And it's like, ignorance truly is bliss for the enemy, to be honest. Like, he wants you to be in that trap and chained down, to aversion to things and a version of you that you is not truly actually you. Like I said, I chose Jesus because there is no other way. It's because I know what it feels like to live on the other side, like I said, and it's not worth your life. It's just not. Like, what I've realized from walking with the Lord is that there were so many voids in me that I used, that I filled up with other things, but I wasn't privy to those voids until I was able to see them from a healthy version of me, which is the version that I am now. And so I had so many voids in me, so many moments of unhappiness, and so many moments of really just not knowing and allowing myself to do things that just weren't worth it, that weren't worth my life, that could have truly hurt me or got me into really bad situations. And thankfully, by the grace of God, he had a hedge of protection over me my entire, 25 years of not even knowing him. And that's God's goodness for you, is that he will protect you before you even choose him. Like, he will protect you even in your wildest acting out state, and he's so good and gracious for that. So I'm thankful that a lot of the things that could have happened to me in my past life didn't happen to me, because I was on all the right paths for me to get in some really bad situations based off of like the drugs I was doing or the people I was with or things like that. And it's just not worth your life to be in the world. And sometimes being in the world doesn't even mean your story is like mine either, because I know that there are people in the world that don't have that, and are just maybe just living fine or whatever, and not doing anything bad. And so that's why I like to say, like, it's not just about, the changing your life so you're not doing bad things that can get you into bad situations, but it's also about a peace and a love and a joy that you experience that you don't even know you have access to until you get with the Lord. I saw a post one time on Instagram, and it was, I saved it at one point, but I wonder if I ever talked about it on this podcast, but for maybe, I don't, if I did, I'm not sure. So I am going to try to find it so that I can bring it up. But it was something that I like really related to, because they were really able to put into perspective, like, really what the reason why a lot of us Christians and followers of Christ are doing what we do, right? And speaking of him and wanting to build disciples and bring people to the Lord because of this. So let's see if I can find it. Okay, praise God, I found it. So this was, I think I found this, I don't know if I found it back then, but I think I did. I was posted at least in 2021, but it always randomly pops in my head, and I'm like, oh, that's so good, and then I always have to go find it. But this was posted by Bible Lock Screens. I don't follow them, but I think it came up randomly on like my explore page one day or something. But it basically says, why I share the gospel. I share the gospel because I've walked part of my life not truly knowing Jesus, and I've experienced the void, the sorrow, and the superficiality of life without him. There is a loneliness that lingers. It's just beyond the surface. Sometimes we recognize it, and sometimes we are too distracted by worldly things. But then when we are alone again, we find that the hole in our heart still remains. It's because nothing can fill what only Jesus can. I share the gospel because I so deeply want people to know the holy and loving character of God, to experience him for who he really is, to feel his love, and to feel a type of joy and comfort that we simply cannot experience without him, and to love him with our full hearts, for he is deserving of our love. When we go to Jesus, we leave the way of darkness and walk into the arms of the light of the world. We experience a peace that the world cannot give, for it comes from the Prince of Peace himself. I'm going to stop right there, but that speaks for itself, and that is the reason why so many of us are so passionate, or so many people that you see, are passionate about sharing the word of the Lord, is because of that pure thing is that there is a peace and a love that is indescribable until you start walking with the Lord. And that's why when I started walking with the Lord in 2017, I never stopped. Because there are times where my life was very hard. I've had to experience some very hard moments with the Lord. And so I don't want to ever make the mistake of saying that walking with the Lord means that everything will be rainbows and butterflies, and that you'll never go through anything, and that you'll never fight through anything. And I never want to make it seem like, because my persona seems like I have it all together or whatever, that you don't actually get to see that there are things that even me or people that you listen to or whatever are also going through, even if they're able to speak about certain things from a place of light and a place of joy and peace. That's from the Lord. You know, I only have the strength to do what I do because of the Lord. I am only able to go through the hard times and get through it because of the Lord. And so I've never looked back, although I've experienced some times that I know that I wouldn't have experienced unless I was walking with the Lord, because He's called me to leave situations that I didn't want to do, that I didn't feel comfortable, that felt like I was losing an identity. And I remember vividly in those moments being like, I know I'm doing this because the Lord is telling me to do it. And I'd rather do what the Lord tells me to do than anything else, because there is no alternative. So if I wasn't walking with the Lord, I probably wouldn't have to do this. But I would have it no other way, because this life with the Lord is better than my old one. I've experienced some heartbreaking times. I've watched family members die. I've watched family members go through sicknesses that they shouldn't be going through. You know, that it sucks that at the age that they're at, that they've had to experience that and go through it. But I still choose the Lord every day, because there is nothing like the joy and the peace and the love and the fullness of Him that you will get from anything else. No job, no money, no person, no thing, nothing from anybody else. And that is why we see so many people that have what we would consider everything, right? Have our dream lives, or their dream jobs, or have money to be able to do things that so comfortably and stuff like that, and yet they're still sad. They still have a loneliness that they can't fill, or a void that they can't fill, and that's because they don't have the Lord. And that is what is heartbreaking to me, is watching people struggle in that, or watching people fall or whatever, you know. And it's like, dang, they seem like they had it all together. They seem like they had the dream life. Like, I would have wanted something like that, you know. I would have wanted that success and things like that. But it's like, those things mean nothing. Those things are temporary fills to our voids. Those things are not sustainable. They're not things that will keep us happy, that will keep us joyful, that will keep us at peace, that will fill the voids in us that is truly made for the Lord. So in preparation for this episode, I wrote down a couple of things of why I chose Jesus. And so it says, I choose Jesus because I felt known, like I had purpose, like I was here for a reason. I didn't have to be fearful anymore or scared. I could just live. It's like I wasn't trying to figure out life on my own anymore. It felt like I wasn't blind. Like, it just felt like I, you know, and the thing is, even when you walk with the Lord, it's not like you have, He gives you like the entire layout for your life, right? So you are in a sense still walking blind, because faith is like walking without sight, but it's different. What I mean is different when I say that it doesn't feel like I was walking in a dark tunnel anymore. You know, it felt like I was walking. It feels like I'm walking in light. Like, although I don't know what the rest of my life looks like, there are still so many things that I have questions to, and so many things that I want and things like that. And I'm waiting for the Lord to move on and just like the next person. But I now feel like I have a reason to be here. And that's enough for me to keep going on my hard times. I feel like I am not alone in this life. You know, life can get hard, as we all know. There are so many things that gets thrown our way. There are so many unfair things that happen to us or people we know, and it gets really, really tough, and it sometimes can be easy to just give up, you know, on life and just whatever, let life have its way with us. But when you know that you're not in this alone, it changes everything for you. When you know that there is a God, there is a Lord that is fighting for you, that is watching you, that is protecting you, that is leading you, that is guiding you, that will turn everything around for your good, you just move differently. You have a hope that can't be taken from you. You know, like, you have a hope even in the worst times of your life. You're like, well, this is sucks, and I'm crying, and I'm out of tears or whatever, but I know that I know that I know that the Lord is good. I also follow Jesus because it allows me to give grace to myself. It allows me to see myself beyond what I could have ever seen myself as. So many times we're held back by shame, and we're in this cloud of shame and regret, and it's hard for us to forget the past and forget what we've done, and it's easy for us to not be proud of it and just to condemn ourselves, you know. But Jesus died for us, died for everything that you would ever do. And that, for me, the type of person that, like, when I do something wrong, it, like, rocks my world, right? Like, it's so hard for me not to condemn myself or not to feel shame or feel like I could have done something differently or better or whatever. But then I think about Jesus and how he died for me and in my sins. And if because of that, the Lord can forgive me and forget, then I can forgive myself and forget. And then I think one of the biggest reasons and greatest things the Lord has ever done for me, and the biggest reason of why I follow the Lord and continue to follow Jesus and not, you know, give up when things get hard or give up when I feel like God shouldn't have let this happen or whatever, is because of the inner fulfillment that he's given me and the voids he's filled. There's no price for that. There's no price for the experience of truly knowing the Lord and being in relationship with him. God has done some amazing things for me, put me in rooms that I have no business being in, doing things for me that I have no business even getting blessed with, right? All those are great, and I'm so grateful and thankful for them, but nothing compares to what he's done for me internally. Nothing compares to how he's helped me to see myself as enough, even as someone who didn't have a dad, or has helped me to see the worth that I have, regardless of what the world says or what people say, regardless of being rejected or whatever, you know. It's like, it's this inner fulfillment that you just cannot get from anything else. If you are someone that, I don't know everyone who listens to this, and I don't know where you're at in your life or in your walk with God, and that's okay, you know, and wherever you're at, it's okay. I want to make sure that is known, because we all have to start somewhere. And like I said, like, I didn't start following God until I was in 2017, until I was 25. And then even within that first year, there was still so many things that I didn't understand about the Lord and relationship with him. But I just knew I needed to keep leaning into it and keep going to church and keep finding community and keep learning about him, because there was just the peace that there was unexplainable peace and joy and purpose that I had never experienced before. There are some times where I see people dealing with something and I'm just like, your answer is Jesus. Like, your answer is Jesus. And this goes for really all of us. It doesn't matter where you are in your walk, and wherever you're at, it's okay, and that's fine, you know, because this is a walk. This is a journey. This isn't a one-stop shop where you get fixed and it's done. It's a walk. So, yeah, the answer is Jesus. Like, no matter who you are, really, the answer is Jesus. And, so I want to encourage you, because I did this episode so that you guys, there's so many new people, and I want you to know who I am and where I come from and why I do this and why I even walk with the Lord and love the Lord and talk about him so much. But I also want to encourage you, because it's not easy, you know, and like I was saying earlier, I never want to make the mistake of making it seem like it's all rainbows and butterflies on this side, because it's not. you will always have peace. You will always have a peace that surpasses all understanding. The Lord will always be there for you. He will always comfort you. He'll always love you. You'll always, you know, feel that when you're in a relationship with him. Feel like, okay, this is going to be okay because I have the Lord. But that does not mean that you will not go through trials and tribulations, because you will. And it's just to help us and to grow us and to make us better. But, one, I'll share the scripture that I'm sure many of us might know. If you don't, then that's okay, because I'm about to read it. But it's in Matthew 7, 13 to 14. And it says, "You can enter God's kingdom only through the narrow gate. The highway to hell is broad, and its gate is wide for the many who choose that way. But the gateway to life is very narrow, and the road is difficult, and only a few ever find it." And that is in the NLT version. But basically this is saying, like, the gateway to the Lord's kingdom, which is life, that's true life, that's eternal life, is narrow. And it's very difficult, because if you think about a narrow road or narrow path, it's kind of difficult to go through it. And only a few ever find it. Whereas in comparison to the highway to hell, or the highway of the world, maybe I should say H-E double hockey sticks, but is very broad. It's wide and meant for the many who choose that way. And so if you're going down a path that's like broad and wide, like, it's easy, right? You're like, okay, well, I'm just following the crowd. And it's easy because there are so many people going that way. So it's pretty effortless to kind of just follow the path and follow the people in front of you. But when you're going on the path to the kingdom with the Lord, it's difficult and narrow, and only a few ever find it. That is such a reality check, because it says in Bible that this walk isn't easy. And I think when few ever find it, one, it's easy to go the way of that everybody else is going, the way of the world. It's effortless and easy. You know, you turn to your left, you turn to your right, you see people doing going the way of the world. But I also think, like, there could be sometimes people that choose the narrow road, or are wanting to, but it becomes difficult or becomes hard, and they just end up getting off, right? Like, or falling off. Because if I think about narrow road, especially if I'm like, even if I'm thinking about like a pathway, right? You can just fall off the side, not like just a little heightened curb or something that's very thin or something. Like, you can just fall off the side, right? Because it gets a little hard, a little bit difficult. And so I think, like, only a few ever find it. It's like there probably were a few more that wanted to but couldn't stay the path, and that is a bit heartbreaking, because it's like, dang, if they only would have stayed, God would have showed them, right? Like, if they only would have kept going, God would have showed why everything he said was true, or everything would be fine. And so I think I just want to encourage you, wherever you're at in your walk and it gets hard, and that it's going to be okay, and that just to keep the path and keep going. Because speaking from experience, the times that I've gone through that were extremely hard, God's always just comforted me and worked on my heart and gave me like a big warm hug and held me during the hard seasons, and also made it work, made me heal from it and be okay with the outcome that I wasn't expecting, or delivered a miracle. I've seen him do that. So, like, I just want to encourage you to keep staying on this path, because this is, I know, like, there's so many things of the world, and it's so easy, you know, social media and everything like that, to be like, dang, maybe that life would be easier, maybe I should just go back to that life or whatever. But, like, it's not. That life may seem easier in this time or whatever, it may be a little bit easier, but it's not worth your life. You know, like, true life, eternal life is this way. The way with the Lord is the way with Jesus. And if we stay the course and we keep looking at him, we'll see the reason why this was the right choice. Like, this is the right way and there is no other way. And then also, I just want to encourage those who, like, maybe know of Jesus and not really know him, or just, like, if you're, like, newer to faith and stuff, I encourage you to continue to get to know him, to go deeper with him, to build a relationship with him, because he is going to show you a full life that you could have never dreamed of, and it'll be worth everything you ever go through. Like, everything will make sense. It'll be worth it all. All the troubles, all the tribulations, it'll be worth it all. And so, yeah, keep choosing Jesus. That's the whole point. Like, he is the way, you know? And yeah, we see it all the time, and our world is like in an interesting space right now. But I just, every day, I'm just so thankful to know the Lord, you know? And to be able to know the creator of the universe and the world, and to be able to know that, like, he's my father, he's my friend, he's my comforter, and that he's with me even as we see all these crazy things happening in the world, and things that were in the dark coming to light, which is just the Lord. He says in the Bible, like, things that are done in the dark will come to the light. So, like, as we see all of this, I'm just so thankful that he has protected me, that he has kept me, and that I have the peace and joy that I have, you know, and just contentment in knowing him and being with him. So, yeah, choose Jesus, y'all. That is a wrap on this episode. I hope that it encouraged you in any way, shape, or form. You got to get to know me a little bit more, especially if you're new here, and to hear my heart on why I do this and where I come from, and knowing that, like, I'm not coming from a place of not knowing, because I know what it is. I know what life is like. I've experienced it, and I still experience it, you know? So yeah, thanks y'all for listening. Can you do me a favor, and wherever you're listening on, follow and like the episode, or follow, yeah, and I was gonna say subscribe, but I think that's follow for the listening platforms. But yeah, just follow Spiritual Slaying. It's helpful to us over here, me over here, and yeah, I'll end this episode kind of how I end every episode, of course, which is, I will end it with, wherever you're at in your walk with the Lord, start there. The ways of the world are not worth your life. There is so much more when you choose Jesus. And then the last one will be, choose Jesus. Oh, I usually say, stay prayed up. Okay, we're gonna do four. Stay prayed up, y'all. Bye.